this almost feels like we're playing a Triple-A team. Are we doing that?
Yeah, by all indications, that's a fair assessment. That being said, you still never know because the team can have its best day of the year against you.
Yeah.
But no, since Cincinnati has a new head coach and some new systems, new coaching staff, and they're still trying to figure out who they are, and they're without some key players, obviously, to injury, and their record of 0-5 is who they are right now. So it looks like a layup for the Ravens. You can't assume that, but right. It looks that way from us looking at it from the outside.
Yeah. Hey, look, the Bungles have always had a tough time finding out who day. Who day? I don't even know who day.
Well, they've also had a pretty good run against the Ravens, winning 8 of the last 11. And in many of those games, the Ravens were favored. So
that's right.
They certainly had a way, and that was under Marvin Lewis, who clearly Marvin Lewis was the undoing of Joe Flacco in many of those matchups. But it's no longer Flacco's team. It's no longer Marvin Lewis's team. It's a much faster Ravens offense with Lamar Jackson. And again, this Cincinnati team, not likely to stop them, but we're going to see. The Ravens should be 4-2 at the end of Sunday.
I remember, Mark, when all these quarterbacks were coming into the league, and Andy Dalton came from TCU, and he had a nice review coming in. And has he been disappointing most of all? Because I think he has.
Well, I think you could say that. I think, you know, when you look at especially their postseason record, they weren't able to advance, and that's what Marvin sort of suffered through as well. And you know, I think the bigger issue with Cincinnati, and I covered that franchise when I was working in Ohio, is that they're sort of a mom-and-pop operation. They've made some strides. When they hired Marvin Lewis and bulked up their scouting staff, they showed some improvement, but they still kind of are at their fiber, a mom-and-pop operation in a multi-billion-dollar industry. And too often that sets them back when competing against, you know, a number of the other franchises that are so far ahead of them. So to your point, yeah, Dalton, disappointment. I think you could say that, but there are a lot of disappointments throughout that organization. They've had some good years. They've had some playoff runs, but never did they give you the sense that they really were on top of it and moving forward.
I'm pretty sure they got to the Super Bowl once with Boomer, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They played in 2 Super Bowls, one with Kenny Anderson, one with Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, that's back in the day, and that's kind of their old history at this point.
Well, hey, yeah, and they are not that team. And we're looking at, you know, teams ahead that are going to be really brutal. So let's get this one first, man. There's a bye week coming up, but not before the Ravens have to take on Seattle in Seattle and then come back to New England. My goodness. And New England's at home, but wow.
Yeah, it gets tough, and that's why games like this, you can't take for granted, but you need to put in the win column when you're supposed to, because there are going to be some games upcoming where the Ravens won't be favored.
Right.
And, you know, let's face it, they've kind of retooled their defense, bringing in Josh Bynes and moving Owosso back to the outside. They're without Tony Jefferson. So this is kind of a nice warm-up, if you will, for those games ahead when you're facing Russell Wilson and Tom Brady and moving forward. So, yeah, you got to beat teams like Cincinnati because you never know about teams like Seattle, New England, and the others going forward.
No doubt about it. How do you like Chuck Clark back there on safety?
I like it. You know, the team, I was, you know, speaking to the guys in the locker room, and boy, he's got a reputation of having the highest football IQ.
Wow.
Among them. And, you know, Earl Thomas even said after meeting Chuck and talking to him, talking strategy with him, Earl said, "I'm not even sure why they brought me in here."
But we know why.
Well, we do know why, and it's one thing. It's one thing to have you know, the football IQ, and it's another thing to apply it on the football field. And that's, you know, Chuck's fully capable. He filled in 2 games as a starter for Jefferson last year and did well. And now it's his, and he told us that you know, he's been waiting for this opportunity 3 years, and now it's his, and we'll see how he does with it. But reason to believe he can handle it.
Man, 4-2 would leave the Ravens in first in the AFC North after this turmoil, this couple weeks of tumultuous play. So, hey, why not? I mean, these seasons always end up, every season the Ravens have had a great run, they've had some sort of slump.
Oh, even the year they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They lose 4 of their last 5.
Yeah.
Was it? So, yeah, that's true. And you really don't know, Stash. I would say, covering the NFL for the many years that I have, I mean, we focus so much on what happens each week and make, you know, these conclusions about who a team is or isn't. You need at least 10 games before you get a sense of who you are and who the competition is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of a sprint to the finish from there. So we're talking 5 games. This is still a work in progress. Obviously, even the roster's changing for the Ravens. So we'll see. But no, to your point, more of these seasons than not, because the NFL is built this way. I mean, the NFL is built with a salary cap that most teams are pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, it's a play here, a play there, a win or a loss that makes a difference as to whether you're a playoff team or not.
It's fun. Hey, Mark, Sunday. I can't wait. Hey, thanks so much for coming on with us every Friday, man. I appreciate you so much.
Always a pleasure, brother. We'll talk again next week.
Love you, man. Mark Viviano. Thanks, dude. See you.
You got it, Stash. See you, brother.